This episode's presented by Facebook. Hi, I'm Dan Primack, host of Axios Recap, and welcome to Axios Election 2020 special coverage.
And I'm Nyla Boodoo, host of Axios Today. Our two shows are teaming up for the next 24 hours to bring you answers to the most urgent questions on this very unusual election day. This is the first of many updates to come.
And right now, what we want to understand is, how's voting going?
I'll be back with you in a few hours. So for now, Dan, take it away.
Thank you, Nyla. We are recording this at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And with me is Kristen Clark, President and Executive Director of the National Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law. So, Kristen, obviously, every election, there's some, you know, small problems here and there, whether it's a federal election or a small, you know, local election. Overall, though, how is Election Day going so far this afternoon?
Well, I think the verdict is still out. The phones have been ringing here. We are running our nationwide election protection program. We've got 42,000 legal volunteers who are working the phones and taking calls and complaints from voters in every corner of the country. And, you know, a lot of phone traffic from Pennsylvania, from Florida, from Texas. Voters who are trying to figure out where to go and vote. Voters who are sadly this morning finding sites that opened up late. And so they've got to make a second trip back to the polling site. Some voters who didn't receive their absentee ballots and so are trying to weigh their last minute options. You name it, we're kind of dealing with it. There are some problems, though, that we've encountered that are a bit higher on the Richter scale. And so, you know, we're rolling up our sleeves and trying to figure out what we do.
With Kizik hands-free shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy-on, easy-off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
What are the higher on the Richter scale situations you're seeing?
Georgia right now, for example, there's some sites where their poll books were not programmed correctly. And that means that they've had to resort to a plan B of having voters cast paper ballots. But those paper ballots are short in number. Counties are only required to have paper ballots that match about 10% of the registration list. And so if they run out of paper ballots without rebooting those poll books and getting those poll books working, that may really leave voters in a lurch.
Can I just ask about that in Georgia? Is that something that is statewide or is that in particular parts of Georgia?
Right now, we understand that it's a huge issue in Spalding County and Morgan County. We're trying to figure out if it's how far and wide it is. But those have been the places where the complaints have been most intense.
Anything else on the Richter scale that's particularly high that you're seeing? I know you mentioned Pennsylvania earlier.
Some sporadic complaints of voter intimidation, and we're not ignoring those issues. We're dealing with them when we hear about them. There are two sites in Philadelphia that had not opened several hours into Election Day, and that's incredibly problematic. Some reports about robocalls telling people stay home and stay safe, and we're letting people know that they should disregard those. Disinformation online. So we're seeing a little bit of everything. It's not a walk in the park today.
I'm just curious, in Philly, with the sites that opened late, any basic explanation for why they opened late?
We don't know, but what we do know is that when those kinds of problems happen, the only remedy often is to extend poll hours. And we hope that we can get officials to do that voluntarily, but if not, then that may mean emergency litigation.
What is going better than you had perhaps expected?
I guess the whole country's not on fire. It seems that we are hearing about severe problems, but they seem to be concentrated in certain places. Haven't heard a lot from California today, right? And California is a state where they sent affirmatively absentee ballots to all active registered voters. Not hearing a lot from Oregon and Washington, some of the states that are vote by mail. So that's something notable today. But, you know, we'll see how things wrap up. But there are some states where it's been a bit more quiet.
one of the concerns always is this question of lines, and that's not always a legal question. It becomes one kind of closer to when the polls are going to close. It does seem in a lot of major cities, particularly in swing states, Milwaukee, for example, the lines, at least so far, seem to be smaller than expected, maybe suggesting that the vote really was pulled forward via early voting.
We have gotten reports of long lines, but I do think that we saw lines of greater intensity, especially during some of the first days of early voting and during the primary season. It may indeed mean that the burden that officials would have otherwise faced today is somewhat reduced, but we'll see. Some long lines, but they definitely aren't as intense as some of what we saw earlier in the year.
Final question. Given the issues you are seeing and that you deal with, when average voters turn on their TV at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock tonight to start watching results come in, what should they be paying particular attention to, you know, outside of the big headline numbers?
The need for patience and the need for any premature calling of the election. There are historic numbers of absentee ballots that were cast that need to be counted. There are many states that won't even begin that process of counting those ballots until election day. And it will take days in some instances to go through those ballots and determine outcomes from the top to the bottom of the ballot. It's not just the presidency that's on the ballot, a lot of local and state races too. And so patience is going to be required for people to truly understand what the full outcome of this election is.
Kristen Clark, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Big thanks for listening. Have a great election day, and we'll be back in a few hours with another episode. In the meantime, please continue to check out Axios.com or the Axios mobile app for the latest election news.